Live from the SciShow Showcase in beautiful San Diego, California, it's As Inc. Hey everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to episode number 73 of As Inc. What As Inc. is, we do an improvised form called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark. The way it works is in a few moments we're going to take a suggestion from our live audience! And using that suggestion, we're going to go for about 20 minutes or so improvising scenes, games, characters, what have you, but it's all going to be the audio track, so you can think of it like a radio play. And because it is improvised, nothing has been pre-written and nothing has been rehearsed. Playing with As Inc. this week is...
Matthew Gent.
Maya Siegel.
Chris George.
Mike McFarlane.
All right, and to get us started, can we please have a word, any word at all?
Laundromat.
Laundromat. Thank you very much. The suggestion is laundromat.
I once had an apartment without a laundry machine, and we were luckily friends with the people who lived upstairs who had a laundry machine, but we were friends with like one of the six people who lived there, and he was like a very busy guy, and like laundry took 3 hours, because I was living in the Czech Republic, and that's how it works there.
It just takes longer
just
in the Czech Republic
longer.
To do laundry.
And there's no dryers. So, but, like, we had to
Wait,
dry
why? It.
They just don't exist. Like, I knew someone who worked for Philips Electronics, and I asked him, why don't you make dryers? They're like, what?
So,
I'm like, you make this.
So there's a huge market, like, right there, ready to go.
But
maybe
there's
not a huge market. Nobody wants to buy one.
Yeah, they'll believe that it ruins their clothes.
When I visited Australia, my cousin lives in Adelaide, and they don't have dryers there. They have Hills hoists. That's what they call it. It's a Hills hoist. It's like a tetherball pole with this like round ring on the top of it. You just throw your clothes out. Stop laughing. It's true.
I went to Italy and they had dryers.
Do they have real dryers or just the ones that spin really fast so your clothes end up only damp?
That's
no, they were dryers.
They were a washing machine.
Okay, at a different apartment I had in the Czech Republic, they had a washer and then. The dryer was just the spin cycle.
A clothes centrifuge.
Yes. I had a lot of damp clothing.
Sounds like you'd have a lot of mold.
Well, we'd like dry it by hanging it on like our chairs and things, but it was also like it gets really cold in winter, so it's not like you're gonna open the windows because it's freezing outside and your clothes would literally freeze. So it would take like 2 days to dry after 3 hours of washing. You had to like plan really far ahead, so I just bought a lot of underwear.
We had a dryer at our house growing up, but it was like a special occasion dryer. Like usually my mom would go out and hang clothes like on the line, and the dryer was for like emergencies. But it was always like, we want to dry up the electricity bill.
Was it stuck? Was it kept behind like glass?
That was a key.
Was
it was around the neck.
She's like, you guys, this is a dryer emergency. Like
that would be like, I need sweatpants today.
And lights down. Honey, do you mind if I come in? I know I'm not supposed to see you in the dress. But do you mind, honey?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
I gotta talk to you, like right now.
Sweetheart, you know this is bad luck. This is bad luck!
Mom! Stay out of it for once, okay?
Your marriage is gonna be ruined. It won't last through the day if you let him through that door.
Honey, my mom's putting her foot down, so can we talk through the door, maybe?
I kind of want to look you in the eye when I say this.
Oh my God, no.
Okay, tell you what I'll do. I'll go outside. I'll put my hands over his eyeballs, and then he can come in.
Is that amenable?
The tuxes aren't dry, honey.
Oh, Lord.
So you
heaven.
Didn't find out about Vegas.
What about Vegas?
What? No, nothing. Oh, great bachelorette party. Do you know that Cirque du Soleil does a lot of things?
Honey, what about Vegas? I'm coming in.
No, what are you saying? I'm going to
come. Mom covers eyes.
Stop
eyes
it.
Eyes are covered.
Stop it, Miss Bloomberg.
I'm going to climb on his back.
Stop. She's like a spider. Get off of me.
You can't shake me. You won't shake me today. You won't shake me.
She's so strong. She's like,
say what you gotta say, young man.
You have me in a rear naked choke. get...
Oh, let me loosen up the thighs a little. Sorry. Force of habit.
I found out about Vegas, okay?
What?
I found out about Vegas.
You want I should slit his throat?
No.
Mom, no.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Can you just get off?
Nope.
I'm not going to marry you, Barbara. Thank you. I'm sorry. I need someone I can...
Is it because of the tuxes?
What?
Is it because of the tuxes?
No, the tuxes are dry. That was just an excuse to get in the room.
Oh.
I feel tricked. I feel tricked. 6 years, Barbara.
Yeah. I thought we were far enough along that you could talk to me. Without, you know...
What?
Bringing laundry into it.
No, I'm talking about the fact that you cheated on me at the Bellagio.
It was a very classy establishment.
It doesn't matter! You knew I was a plumber.
Yeah?
And you knew I wouldn't be able to take you to those kind of places. And you said that was okay.
It was okay. I went on my own.
Hey, Tim. Tim, we're gonna have some special guests over tonight, so I'm gonna need you to wash your clothes.
All of them?
Just some for you to wear.
It's Saturday, man.
I'm aware of what day of the week it is.
I don't like to wear clothes on Saturday.
These are important guests. All right, they're what we might call emergency guests.
Emergency.
So maybe you could put on some pants.
Dude, I gotta tell you, I was not planning on laundering anything.
Well, that's why they're called emergency guests, okay? It's kind of an urgent issue.
Who are the emergency guests?
Let's see here. The president and the queen, all right?
No, you're being very condescending.
No, I'm actually dead serious. The president and the queen are coming over. I didn't know about it. They just called me up out of the blue. They're like, hey, we're coming over tonight. And they don't give it a lot of options.
Like they're hanging out together?
I guess. I mean, the president was like, hey, me and Beth are coming over, and then you just called her back.
Wow. Oh, I mean, are we going to play apples to apples? Or?
I don't know, man. It's the president and the queen of England. What do you want?
I guess some more information about why the president and the queen of England are coming over to our apartment.
I don't quite know. I thought it was a wrong number at first, and then I thought it was a prank. And then when the Secret Service showed up this afternoon to do a bomb sweep, I figured, okay, this may actually be happening.
Oh, that sounds serious. That's why that guy in the suit was in my room when I woke up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I gotta go get
Ring!
Some...
Ring!
Oh, hold on, let me answer that. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Is this Michael?
Yes it is.
This is Beth.
Oh. Hey, Beth.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that the queen?
We're stopping by Taco Bell. Would you like anything?
The Queen of England wants to know if you want anything from Taco Bell.
Yeah. I want a chalupa and a do.
Can we get what size do?
Like an extra large.
Can we have?
Hurry it up! My minutes are prepaid.
We have a chalupa, an extra large Mountain Dew, and a 7-layer burrito and some of the cinnamon twists.
Of course, Michael.
Thank you.
Tell her to bring a picture of that royal baby.
I'm not going to do... If you have any pictures of the royal baby, my roommate would like to see them.
Done.
Okay, thanks.
Tell your roommate that he will see so many pictures, he'll just have to die.
All right, we'll do. See you in a minute.
A chalupa? A 7-layer burrito. I like to speak with the accent of the food I'm ordering.
Are you talking to me right now or the drive-thru guy?
What?
Are you talking to me or the drive-thru guy?
The drive-thru guy.
Oh, okay.
I thought I hung up on you.
No,
for
you didn't. All right.
Okay.
All right, dude. What do you think of this outfit? I found it under my bed. What do you think?
It's a Band-Aid.
It's
wearing a single Band-Aid.
It's a knuckle Band-Aid, so it, like, kind of wraps around.
You didn't even put it over the good parts. Or the not good parts.
I was thinking about later when I'm tearing it off, you know? I don't want to...
tearing it off? I don't think this is going to be that kind of jam, man.
Hey, if the night goes well, you know, I don't know.
You would seriously
chalupas
lay it down with the Queen of England?
Yeah.
If she offered.
I would lay that down, yeah.
Bing! Bing!
Hello.
It is Beth.
Oh, hey.
I wanted to ask, is your roommate got it going on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a pretty good guy. You know, you guys get along well, I bet.
Hey, is that Beth?
Yeah, do you want to just talk to her?
Yeah. So, Beth?
Oh, hello.
You got my chalupa?
It's his roommate. Yes, I have a chalupa for you. Do you like it mild or spicy?
Oh, I like it spicy best.
Would
you bring that chalupa over to 702? You know what I mean?
702?
Yeah.
702. Oh, yes, that's what we have. Yes. Yes. South of the border, here we come. Put Michael back on.
All right, here, she wants to talk to you.
I only heard half that conversation, but it sounded gross. Hey, what's up, Beth?
702 will be there soon.
Okay. Hey, Beth?
Yes?
Is Barry there?
Yes.
Has he asked about me by any chance?
He's drunk. He hasn't said anything in hours.
I'm not drunk! I'm not drunk.
You're drunk. Eyes on the road, Barack.
I'm trying.
Anyway, I gotta go. This is prepaid. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah?
This has been the best summer ever.
It's been all right.
No, it's been the best summer ever.
I mean, top three.
Maybe the top three. This is the best summer I've ever seen.
I mean,
you and the lake and the swings.
I mean, I know I'm really good to look at, but from my angle, just top three.
But y'all enjoying it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not top five, it's top three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bronze.
Yeah, I mean, you're meddling.
Most people never even get to the games.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if maybe you'd like this summer to go on forever.
Well, autumn comes next. It's not possible. I mean,
but maybe we could make autumn into summer together.
I'm getting really confused.
We're not getting any younger, Lisa.
I know. We're talking about the passage of time. Seasons are a part of that. One ends, another begins. One relationship ends, another begins. People die.
I did not plan this going this way at all. You said I was your favorite boy.
Yeah, for this current summer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe for the fall we could, Hold on. Jim.
Yeah.
My brother's standing right here. I hope you saw him.
Yeah, I've been keeping him in mind for fall.
Howdy, ma'am.
Hi. I look like I could fall into your arms.
You look like you could fall into my arms.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
I'm woozy.
Okay.
Now, Lisa.
Yeah?
Pump the brakes on this wagon for 1 second.
Because wagons, you know, by definition, usually don't have brakes.
Yeah, I have a question. What happens if this passes of time?
You tell the horse to slow down.
What happens if this goes into an Indian summer? Does he come back and then I get pushed away? Or what are we doing there?
Oh, well, I hadn't thought of that, but maybe we could work something out.
I'm just saying I love you.
Oh.
Lisa, I love you. Oh. I don't like all this metaphor or simile or what it is. I don't know. But do you love me or don't you? Because you said you loved me about 3 weeks ago.
I did. I love the summer. I loved you.
Fine. I'm getting in the Jeep.
What?
Yep.
Well, there's 2 days
Sorry, George. You can have her.
There's 2 days left of summer.
away, and then you put the car in reverse.
Well, I wasn't sure. I mean, I was 100 yards away.
Well, what did you think she said?
Do you want to marry me, Lisa, or don't you?
I want to make the last 2 days of summer count.
And what about the third day? What about the day after the solstice?
Oh my goodness. After the solstice?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll take it.
And the next day?
Until the winter solstice.
I'll take it! Will you marry me, Lisa?
For this 3 months, I will.
All right, Hot Slice. Thanks for meeting me down here by the tracks.
Yeah.
It's okay if I came too?
What'd you bring Taco for?
I want to go on a ride. I heard it'd be like a fun adventure.
Yeah. You know, Taco's kind of like a dog, you know? You get the car keys and he's like,
Hey, let me in the car. Where are we going? Yeah. Zed, I don't care.
I like Dad for now, and I'm going to call you Taco Dog.
Oh.
Are you moving up, Taco Dog?
Yeah.
All right, Hot Slice, Taco Dog.
Hey, guys.
Could it be Taco Cat?
Guys, I don't even have one nickname yet.
I also brought Steve. Scooter. We're working on Scooter. I'm not so sure on Scooter yet.
Look like a Scooter to me.
No?
Still just Steve.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll work on it, Steve. What's this about, boss?
Well, I mean, hold on. We can't just let Steve be here with no nickname.
I couldn't bring Taco Dog and not bring Steve. Like, I had to bring him.
Yeah.
Let's settle this. Steve, what are your talents?
I'm good at tagging along.
I've taken that.
All right, I can do a Rubik's Cube in 42 seconds.
Oh.
I'm a kick-ass DM.
what's a DM?
Dungeon Master.
Much kicking in that occupation?
I think technically it means I gotta beat the shit out of you, Steve. I mean,
I can do that. I mean,
no, okay, come on, guys.
I'm ready.
Come on, he's my little nephew, all right? You guys can't just beat the shit out of him.
All right. Steve.
So I gotta have a reason?
What's your, maybe something based on the last name? What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is definitely green.
Okay. Green, Steve? Kind of sounds like green sleeves.
Oh, Renaissance man.
Hey, I'll take it.
Renaissance.
That's kind of long.
It's really long.
I think that was a jumping off point for some shorter nicknames.
Okay.
Man.
Rennie. Sans.
I like Sansi.
Why are we down by the train tracks again, boys?
I got excited about the nicknames.
Me too.
glad you brought that up. I thought it was just going to be you and me, and I just wanted to tell you, I love you very much.
Oh, thanks, boss.
No, he's talking to me.
I'm talking to Hot Slice.
Oh.
Top of dog, you're all right.
Oh, thanks, boss.
But I mean, Hot Slice, you know, I...
When you say, like, love, you mean like... Like love, or like love, or...
I mean like
love.
In a, like a romantic way.
Oh.
Oh, I get it. I get the nickname now.
And I...
Yeah, he's your Hot Slice.
Well, look, I don't... I was laying some groundwork
there.
And I think maybe it would come back around in a way that was good for me, but,
I thought we were going to pull, like, a job or something, but,
No, I don't really have any jobs. I just, you know...
Well, I mean, can we at least rob a liquor store?
And we could do it together, boss, like you and me.
Yeah,
like couple things.
I'm not
saying like I'm 100% into it, but I'm willing to entertain the idea.
It'd be like a first date, you know?
Hey, guys, the train hit me.
Steve, we got a name for you. Train Tracks McGee.
Ding dong.
All right, I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
Hello, open the door.
Hello.
7 layers for you, good sir.
I want the Dorito taco.
This is our downstairs neighbor.
Hello. Barack is in the bushes. This is a wonderful place.
I'm drinking.
Hey, Mike, here's your seven layer. No, that's Mike. Get me the seven layer back. I'm going to hand you the chili pepper.
Thanks.
Oh, your name is Mike and your name is Michael?
Yes.
Ah, no wonder you're roommates.
Mike and Michael, you know.
Well done. You are splendid, and you are wearing nothing but a Band-Aid, good sir.
I didn't know if you'd noticed. Thank you.
Oh, I noticed.
It's a dress Band-Aid, too. It's a fancy one.
Ah.
I noticed you're wearing the crown jewels.
Well, I wanted to get tarted up a bit, yes.
Ben, are you going to introduce me?
Yeah, I just said, it's our downstairs neighbor. You want more introduction? You want, like, a knight?
All
right, this is Sir Timothy from downstairs.
No, are you really a knight?
No, I'm not
you
really
could,
a knight.
You could change that.
I would rather leave it, leave you to the hunk of infirm basement dweller that you are.
Timothy. I wanna show Beth around the apartment.
I would love to see around this apartment.
We got a bathroom, we got a kitchen, we got a living room.
Whoa, you are a man!
My bedroom
you
are back here.
Look at those jewels.
Yeah. There's a stiff breeze tonight, you know what I mean?
Yes. Michael, maybe you should go find Barak. He was near the thorn bush. I think you should definitely go find him and leave me to this one.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go find Barry.
Barry,
would you like to see the pictures of the new one?
Yeah, won't you show me some?
Pics? I've tattooed them here.
Oh.
That is episode number 73 of As Ink. Our suggestion this week was Laundromat. Playing with As Ink this week was
Matthew Jentz,
Maya Siegel,
Chris George,
Mike McFarland.
You can find out more information about As Ink by emailing us at as.ink.prov. That's prov@gmail.com. You can also email us comments, suggestions, or suggestions you would like us to put into our Ziploc bag of suggestions. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, rate and review us on iTunes, and we will see you next week. Yeah. Cut!